Ring, ring, it's me, your boy, Quay, talking here live on Sweet Cheese Podcast. Today's topic, the Messina earthquake. This earthquake was a bad one for sure, but the casualty ratings are up to 200,000 and counting. And in other news, I would like to thank our sponsors today, but we'll get to that. Today we have three very special people here to talk to us about what went down, why, and their experience. So, tell me, how big was this earthquake, and did you know it was coming?
Yes, we knew 28 months prior that Messina would feel some considerable seismic activity. So, to the readings currently, we knew it was coming, and it was going to be a decent one. But we didn't expect it to be a staggering 7.1 magnitude.
So, wait, then what was the cause of this?
The earthquake was by a large dipping of plates, a blind normal fault that was very close to the offshore of Messina's plates.
So, what is a blind fault?
It's a thrust of plates that couldn't be seen on the surface. Sometimes we can't read some seismic activities due to being unseeable until the quake or accidentally stumbling on it.
Now, a word from our sponsors, Glaciarologist. Did you know that many years ago we drilled poles of ice out of glaciers to study the carbon levels? We could see how much carbon has changed in our system, for the better or for the worse. Now onto my geologist. So, tell me, what are some aftermath of this quake?
Well, for Messina, the shoreline was altered as large sections became submerged several feet in water, as many buildings such as churches, palaces, monuments, and military buildings were all critically damaged.
How did others get affected from this earthquake?
Many places like Reggio and Calibra were very close, and all structures ended up being destroyed.
So, my seismologist said that the plates collided. Which ones?
Well, it was a dip slip of the African continent plate colliding with the European plate.
Huh. Very interesting. Now on to our sponsors. Coal. Do you use coal? Well, you should, because it heats up your home. Buy it now. So, today we have a survivor of the Messina earthquake. So tell me, what was it like there?
The quake was unexpected and it shook very hard.
So how long did it last, do you think?
I feel like it felt probably around 30 to 40 seconds.
Roughly. Was it really scary?
Yeah, it was actually. Me and many of my family and friends were injured due to the earthquake.
Wow. At least you're safe, Zach. There we have it, folks. About what happened at Messina, thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Sweet Cheese. I'll see you next week where we talk about asteroids. Remember, stay safe, guys.